This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. Ooh, I came close to saying 97.1 FM talk, but I didn't, so it didn't count. Took my finger off the checkerboard. DGS on KMOX. What a gorgeous day out there. Beautiful, beautiful day. Anyone know why the game was rained out last night? Why we have a doubleheader today?
I don't know.
I mean, when you texted me last night, Klein, I was like, Dave's drunk, because this like the sun was out when you said that there's going to be a doubleheader.
I kind of thought, I mean, I don't know anything about how they make these decisions, but I kind of thought they made it a little early.
Yeah. They
absolutely could have played. That's just me.
Oh, well, whatever. So there's going to be a doubleheader today. We will be going for about an hour and 20 minutes and turn you over to Kevin Wheeler. Tomorrow, we will be on like from 4 until 6. It's just weird. We knew that coming over. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. So anytime the afternoon show on KMOX is always going to share time with Cardinal Baseball. And so there you go. It's fine. Rach, why do I have a fortune cookie?
I don't know. There was a big bucket of them in the kitchen, and I thought we could all read our fortunes. I mean, we don't have to, but
I thought
it was kind of cute.
It's very cute. It's the cutest thing we've done in weeks.
Now, what do you get? You have to eat the cookie first and then read it? Is that
I thought we didn't have to read it because I was touching them with my bare hand. No, we don't have to eat it.
You don't have to eat it.
Oh, that's
no,
what
you
I
have
meant to
eat
say.
It.
Except for Dave, who just announced today that he's vegan. Congratulations, Dave.
Yeah.
For most of the day, not at night.
He's then, vegan until
I'm,
4.
I'm flat out carnivorous after that.
So I got one of those fortunes that's not actually a fortune. It just tells you something about yourself. Okay. What did you do? You turned off your mic, Glove.
No, I didn't.
It says, you are a deep thinker with a knack for problem solving.
You're getting hit on by a cookie. Mine says, listen these next few days. But I thought it said, listen these next few days. Like, I thought it was yelling at me. Listen these next few days to your friends to get answers you seek. They don't know my friends. Except for you, who's the deep thinker.
Mm. Yeah, listen to me is what
these much
fortune
have
cookies
set.
Are telling us.
Let me read yours, Tony.
I feel like it's the same thing.
Listen. These next. Dave, does yours say you're a deep thinker?
I just have numbers on mine.
Oh, flip
other
it over.
Side,
oh,
other
it's
side.
On the back?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever had a fortune
love.
Cookie?
No. I know you're from South County, Klein, but come on.
You will soon be the guest of a person you admire. That's what mine says.
Mm, interesting.
That's funny. That
you're
going
to go to a barbecue at Bottomer's house. Mine just has numbers.
Mm.
That's hilarious. Speaking of barbecues, I had a thought. And I had this when I was reading an article about Bill Gates and his wife, which I have said this for 21 years. It's no one's damn business. It's no one's business.
Mm-hmm.
If he had a girlfriend he used to go on trips with, or she this, or they that, they doesn't matter that they're billionaires. They're a married couple. They had issues. They're getting divorced. Let them do it.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Who cares? Doesn't matter.
Not me.
But I was thinking about Bill and Melinda, because they have more money than God, right? And it hit me, and then I was watching a barbecue commercial.
Okay.
At the same time, swear
you're
to God.
You're taking us on a journey.
That's what I do, Rach. Theater of the mind. Oh, but you know what it was? It wasn't Back in Black, but it was Applebee's, and it was...
It was Stereo.
Unbelievable. They got It's Unbelievable, too.
Oh, okay.
For, like, their barbecue bowls or
unbelievable.
Something.
Unbelievable.
Oh! But
you know that's actually Andrew Dice Clay?
What do you mean? Doing
the,
that?
The oh!
Really?
Part in that song is actually...
That's cool.
Andrew Dice Clay.
It hit me that... One of the great equalizers is barbecue. because if you are barbecuing in your backyard in Florissant Town, mm-hmm. or someone is barbecuing on their $20 million yacht, you can't improve upon like burgers and chicken and pork steaks.
Yep.
If you're going to do like a $500 Kobe piece of something, no, it's not better.
Yep.
It's not better for this. We're barbecuing.
Right.
Right?
Agreed.
It's kind of neat to have one thing that rich people can't outdo you on, because by outdoing you, you're out of it.
Yeah.
You're no longer just barbecuing.
Right.
That's how that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to listen to any of my friends with content like that stupid fortune cookie.
It's almost like they're not personalized when you and I get the exact same one.
Almost. Unless we're the same person.
Well.
What do you guys think of Trump continuing to be banned? Surprised?
I guess they have another 6 months. They're just kicking the can down the road, and they have another 6 months to figure out what they want to do.
I mean, I think it's... I don't like it, but Facebook can do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. Well, Facebook can do whatever they want, but they... Either you are a publisher or you're not a publisher. Can we get that figured out? That's above that above and beyond
transcends
the Trump
issue.
Yeah, exactly. What are the rules for Twitter and Facebook and all these big social media platforms? Are they publishers? Are they not publishers? Do they have to abide by the rules and stipulations of a publisher or not? The only thing I'm no big fan of Donald Trump's. I don't need to see. I never looked at his tweets every day, even when he was the president, and it was probably my job to do that. I didn't do it. So personally, I don't care about looking at Donald Trump's tweets or Facebook posts or anything like that. But I will say that, you know, if they can do this to one person, they can do it to any person. And so everybody who's celebrating this, like, oh, good, we're silencing the big villain. Next time it might be somebody you like. And we're just making it easier for these things to happen. So on one hand, I think that they're a their own company. They can do whatever they want. I don't care. Just, you know, if you don't like Facebook, if you're mad at them for banning Donald Trump, just don't use Facebook anymore. That's how you hurt them, you know. I don't like that we've allowed Facebook and Twitter, and it's our own fault. We've given them so much power, and we've allowed them to have these monopolies, and now we're just now finally realizing how bad that can be.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know, one thing kind of analogous to that, a federal judge just said no more not paying your landlord. There's no more moratorium on evictions because so many groups wanted it to continue. Look, I know I'm going to sound like I'm heartless here.
Those groups want to ban rent, period.
Yeah, and I'm not heartless because I've been in that position before, and I would have been screwed, blued, and tattooed had I just... I would have been thrown out of my apartment with my child, Nick, when I was broke-ass broke. I don't know what I would have done. I don't want to see that happen to anyone. However, you're not renting from the government. It would be different. Look, if you were in government housing and the government said, we've decided to not make you pay your rent... cool. But the person who you're renting from is also a private American citizen who's making their living, some of it or all of it, from your rental fees. And they have bills, and their rights, I think, are not secondary to yours. So I would not have been a fan of it because I don't like spending money from the government, but at least pay the landlords out of the government funds. Am I making sense? Like,
absolutely.
I feel terrible for someone who's renting and can't make their rent during COVID. But I also feel terrible for someone who is the landlord and now they can't make their mortgage or whatever it is because you're not paying them their fees. Private transactions between private individuals in America, I think, should be private. And if you're going to step in and say you cannot evict them, then at least make them right. Make them whole.
Is there any difference between... saying,
look
hey,
at us going from fortune cookies to legal issues.
I have something on Trump whenever we're done with rent.
Is there any difference between telling a landlord that you don't have to pay them, that you don't get your rent because of COVID and people, it's been tough times and they have been able to work so they can't pay you and there's nothing you could do about it? Is that because I think it is, an apples-to-apples comparison to a business that's struggled during COVID and then looks at their employee and goes, you know what? We've had a tough time. I know you worked 40 hours this week, but I can't pay you because it's COVID and we struggled. So I can't, I can't pay
I don't
your
think
salary.
So.
You don't think that's the same?
Because I I don't think there's a lot of difference.
Yeah, right.
It's two private entities, one saying, I can't afford to pay you, and the government saying, that's fine, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Race, Trump thing?
I just want to push back a little bit with the Trump Facebook thing. I don't like Facebook. I know Republicans want to bust up the monopoly they have, and honestly, I'm all for that. I don't think the amount of power that these tech companies hold is healthy, but I'm not an expert. I'm just all for diversifying a little bit. But the thing we have to keep in mind with Trump is he wasn't just taken off of Facebook because Facebook thinks he's a bad guy. It was directly after the events of January 6th when people are storming the Capitol and busting out windows and beating up cops and hanging flags from the sides of the Capitol building. And the president declined to try to mediate that situation at all. In fact, he was sending out social media blasts saying things like, well, these are the things that happen whenever the election is stolen. And a lot of Americans looked at that as stoking the flames and making the situation work. And I think that Twitter and Facebook had a really tough decision to make, but I think that they did what they thought was the right thing at the time, which was let's not enable this person to continue to, some would say, encourage this attack on the Capitol. So I get that Facebook is deflecting and they're not making a decision. They're waiting another 6 months, but it's also a pretty unprecedented situation. Individuals get suspended from Facebook all the time for hate speech, for inciting violence. This was the leader of the free world doing a lot of antagonizing and inciting. They had to make a decision that they've never had to make in the past because social media hasn't existed in this capacity. And this is a man who had thousands turning up to his rallies, hanging on his every word. His words obviously meant a lot to a lot of people. And I think that they did look at it as an issue of public safety. So I don't think it's just like the big bad tech companies trying to silence conservatives. I think they were making an impossible decision to try to protect public safety a little bit. And I think a lot of people look at it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that may be true. I hope that you're right when you say that they ban people all the time.
I personally know people who have been banned from Facebook for posting hateful rhetoric, things that would be considered like transphobic, Islamophobic, stuff like that. I've seen it happen in real life.
I could be completely wrong, and I'll never know, but my guess is that 90% of the employees at Facebook and Twitter hate Trump, but that the bosses didn't want to ban him because it would be such a briar patch. So I think they probably weren't like throwing parties and popping the champagne when they banned him because they knew there'd be so much backlash. Plus, they'd be losing all those followers.
Yeah.
So I think that they probably tried everything they could and finally said, okay, we got you something. Tony, I agree with your first point, which is, are they a publisher or are they not? It doesn't seem that tough, right? Like, Someone make the call.
Yeah.
Because either you can or you can't.
They want the protections when they want the protections, and they want the freedom when they want the freedom, which is nice. It's a great deal if you can get it.
I want to give a shout out here. Earlier in the day, the Midday Show was talking about Mary Tillman, who I call Reverend Mary Tillman, and does a show on the weekends. And they were having a little crab fest out there earlier, and she flagged me down and said that her son Robert is a big fan of the show. And I said, I'm going to say hello to him. She said, don't call him Rob. Don't call him Bob. His name's Robert. So Robert Tillman, son of Mary Tillman, thank you so much for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. Also, she said, you have the best voice.
Who? You?
No, you, Tony. She said, make sure you tell Tony Colombo. Oh, boy.
Well, why didn't you say, she also said, I have the best voice. You said you, and that made me confused.
Because she didn't say that. She said, you have the best voice. Welcome back, guys. 223 DGS and KMOX. Check us out on 98.7 FM. Really great signal. I love these things. Maybe you guys don't. I love, like, wives' tales and myths that people still believe. You want me to do some of them?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you can
yeah,
say,
yeah.
No, I'm not going to. cracking your knuckles causes arthritis. Absolutely not. Zero proof. Man, that was a big one with me. I've been cracking my knuckles.
Me too.
Since
the day.
I'm a big fan of it. Mm. And that whole thing, I just felt like I was mortgaging the future every time.
Oh, me too. Because my mom and dad, it was like a religion to them, you know. They're like, if you could see how big the knuckles on some of your, you know, ancestors are. And I'm like, oh, whatever. But every time I would do it, like I'd put my, when I was a kid living with my mom and dad, I would put my fingers like under a pillow and just be like, snap it and go, ugh. Yeah, it's like some kids are doing drugs and sneaking beers. And I'm just trying to crack my knuckles.
I've combined my, it's like double OCD for me because I'm compelled to pop my knuckles and when I do it, I have to count. And so if I pop my fingers, I want to pop at least 10 times. I want each one to pop at least once. And then I feel like if I can get a finger or a thumb to pop more than once, it's like bonus points.
So what if you don't?
I will work on that finger until it pops. If I'm sitting at 9.
You are eating up.
Boah. That would, yeah.
I remember I'm sorry, Rach, go ahead. I'm jacked up today.
It's okay. Do you guys like to pop from the top or from the, like, do you force your fingers up for the pop or do you press them down? Press down on your knuckles.
I put mine together like I'm going to pray and then I do them all. Click, 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 click.
So you go up.
I do. And then I go each individual finger sideways back and forth.
I don't do that one.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
That feels like it's going to pop your finger out of its socket.
You're absolutely right. I've been doing it for 50 years and it bothers me every time.
I like to go up. The down kind of also seems like it's going to pop your finger off.
You know, one of my low points in life is I love cracking my toes. And when I was 60 pounds heavier, I really couldn't reach them. And I was trying to reach my toes to crack it. And my stomach wouldn't let me. I remember just thinking like, okay, your life's right where you want it, Dave.
You can't just crack them.
I'm a toe popper.
By bending them?
Well, I mean, that would have been even worse. Then I'm like, I can't see my toes, but I'm just going to push them against the frog. Like, no, it was just bad. Don't
At that
think
point,
about
it's
it
almost
bad.
Like an exercise to bend down and do
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a low point. Other wives' tales, we only use 10% of our brain. I still hear this.
Yeah.
I hear it on, like, science shows.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of people believe that when the truth is that we use most of our brains even doing simple tasks.
Hmm.
So.
All right.
Dog
Quit lying to us, old wives.
Dog see in black and white. That's not true.
I've never heard that one. I've always heard dogs were colorblind.
Yeah.
I've never heard black and white
either.
Here you go, Rach. I think you've talked about this to me before. If you swallow a piece of gum, it takes 7 years to digest.
I just said that the other day. There's no way that's true.
It's not. The truth is, and here's the part that blew me away. The truth is, comma, just like corn, comma, what? Like the number one food source on the planet? Just like corn, your body cannot digest it.
Yeah.
Did you know that your body couldn't digest corn? Is that why we make jokes about it being in your poop?
Yes. Exactly.
I'm 56 years old. I didn't know that until this very minute.
Unless it's coming out whole in the other direction, is it just in your body forever?
Well, no, it comes out. You don't normally swallow it whole. You usually chew it up. So that's why it doesn't. But if you were to just swallow a bunch of it whole, yeah, a lot of it would just come out.
I just realized my question was really dumb. Because you're still going to pass it even if you don't digest it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not just sticking to your ribs forever.
Right. But that's not that dumb of a question.
I just had like an alarmed moment of like, hold on, I'm never even eating corn
again. Like
you're
just full of corn and gum.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
You chew it up. And then it comes out.
Yeah.
And it looks the same way that it did before.
Yeah.
That's because really confusing.
Yeah, because your body
didn't digest it.
Maybe there's a doctor or a nutritionist out there, because here's the deal. Most of the world lives on corn. And like 2,000 years ago, everyone lived on corn or wheat. If you don't
digest
it. So it's got to
be doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to get the nutrients from it.
Yeah, you're telling me that if I were to go on a corn-only diet for 2 months.
Dave, you should do that instead of going vegan.
That I would die of starvation?
Yeah.
Because I can't.
I'm going to Google what happens if you only eat corn.
It must be that it doesn't break it down.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway.
But by breaking it down, you.
Break it down.
Wow. Someone actually asked this question on Quora. If you ate nothing but corn all day, every day, would you end up just pooping out corn kernels?
Well,
this,
yeah.
This would only happen if you didn't chew the corn very well.
Right. That's what I, But that's what I'm saying. If you swallow it whole, it'll
But you'd
come out
still
whole.
Get nutrients from it.
Yes.
You have
Otherwise,
to.
Why would we eat it?
Yeah, no, you have to. You have to.
But if it's coming out whole,
do
then
we
you're
sound
not...
really smart or really dumb right now?
It doesn't matter.
Dumb and confused.
Because look, I'll admit it. I didn't know that you don't digest corn until today.
I always knew that, but I when you start to really think about it,
we probably should take a break.
Oh crap!
Oh yeah, we're really late.
Man, oh man, did we go over our time there?
Well, hey,
we were covering
to
an important
the
issue.
Problems
yeah.
here.
Let's go to the newsroom on this corn issue. Brian Kelly.
Yeah, maybe they've got a take.
236 DGS. I have been very open about what a voyeur I am and how if I'm sitting, Tony, if you and I are having lunch together. I will be listening to everyone but you. Mm-hmm. I will be scanning every conversation. And I heard the most fascinating conversation today between two people who are obviously very anti-vax. And one of them was saying, well, it's clearly the mark of the beast. And the other one wasn't convinced. The other one's like, well, I don't know if I'm going to go that far. But I think that it's not really ready and hasn't really fully been tested. And the other person goes, would they be offering you free donuts every day if it weren't the mark of the beast? Like, bam, mic drop. And I thought
that was his smoking gun.
That was his ace in the hole. And I'm like, you know what? If I'm wrong and all of this stuff about religion is right. And it's really the mark of the beast. And we're really using Krispy Kremes to fool people into becoming a minion of the devil.
Right.
Fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, fine.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. If that's, wouldn't that be enough right there to make you think it's not the mark of the beast?
Yes.
If the way they're trying to bring in the Dark Lord is by offering you free baked confections, like that's a little weak.
Aren't we getting the Antichrist before we get the mark of the beast too? I thought it went Antichrist, then he gives out his mark.
Who can keep the schedule right? You know?
And a lot of times when we talk about, anti-vaxxers, we put them on the right. You know, we say that those are the, like the extreme right-wing people. Somebody who truly thinks it's the mark of the beast must think that they're not on either political side. They think that the entire government's in on it, right? Because I don't ever understand the right and left, like, oh, the people on the right don't want it.
It's an interesting
even
point.
Even though Donald Trump is the one who said, get this.
He said, call it the Trump scene.
And got it and did it on television, and got the vaccine. So you can't say like, oh, it's Republicans don't want. I mean, maybe that's true that more Republicans don't, but you can't hide behind like, oh, because the Republican Party is telling people not to get vaccinated. Their king, Donald Trump, got it. So it has to be, it can't be a political thing when you're that far gone. It has to be above all that, right? Is like a.
You would think the mark of the beast would go above the Democrat Party.
And like politics in general.
Yeah, right. No. Yeah. You would think so. You think there'd be a separate division for just the false prophet.
Right.
Rage got headlines?
I sure do. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Get back to the backyard this spring with great low prices at Schnucks. Okay, so apparently I'm not a part of NASA. NASA has been launching things into space for years, and astronomy.com put together a little list if you guys would like to know some of the things they've shot into space to see how it's, how it reacts up there, and then it comes back with the astronauts they send it with.
Okay.
They have sent tissue chips, I'm assuming, from a human being, jellyfish have gone to space, salmonella, interesting, honeybee colonies, it just says slime. I don't know what kind of slime, but slime has gone to space. Spiders, Japanese rice fish, and bullfrogs have all made their way into space.
Does it say what effect it had on any of those things?
They also talked about sending baby mice into space.
Oh, I didn't say baby monkeys.
They were riding on pigs in space. They sent baby mice into space and they came back perfectly healthy. They don't comment on the
mice
slime.
Mice are effed.
I know.
You're born a mouse, just walk into a pond. There's nothing good that's going to happen to you, right? You're going to get eaten by a cat. You're going to get your neck caught in a trap.
People are disgusted by the very sight of you.
Yeah, someone's going to see what blue eyeshadow looks like on you and whether it's toxic. Like, you're screwed.
When these things go into space,
baby monkeys,
do they actually expose them to the vacuum of space? Because if you're just going up...
You're right.
If you're just going up in the spaceship, the spaceship is...
Yeah, it's different, but it's not space.
Got oxygen.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
I mean, the gravity part is different, but everything else is pretty much the same.
You're making a great point.
Like, you're a mouse, and suddenly you're in space, and you're like, this sucks, and then they, like, and they, like, stick you into space, and you're like, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
They freeze to death,
probably. Because unless you're doing that, I don't know that what you're really testing.
It's a good point.
Mice in space.
Mice in space.
So yesterday, since I was griping about Target creating the I almost said Green Day, the Earth Day packaging of their coffee and giving out samples of it, that kind of stuff is just a major pet peeve of mine. On the flip side, though, I love it when companies that are going to be manufacturing stuff, like, say, Burger King, is always going to give you your fries in a little box and your drink in a cup. Well, they are rolling out environmentally friendly packaging.
It's nice.
So they're trying it out in Miami, and it's their green packaging pilot program made of 100% recycled fiber.
Cool.
Pretty cool. You'd love to see stuff like that happen. There's no harm in it. It's good for everybody.
Surprise, it's not made out of tiny mice.
Disney World's Star Wars Hotel was supposed to open this year, but it has been pushed to next year.
Can I just say that would be my hell? I like Star Wars, but I don't want to go to the ice machine and have to walk through 38 Carl Middlemans having a lightsaber fight. You know what I'm saying?
I love Disney World, and I used to like Star Wars, and it's my hell also.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm seeing
it. He'd be doing Jedi mind tricks on it. You don't need ice right now. You'd be like, oh, God. I'm going to beat your ass.
Hopping on to the cryptocurrency and NFT trend, it's Tiger King's Carol Baskin. She is launching a cryptocurrency called CAT with a dollar sign in front of it. So scat, I guess.
Okay, let's get someone on. How do you just create? Now, I understand you have to have some technical knowledge, but how do you just go Columbo Bucks?
Yeah.
Because it seems like that's what people are doing.
Yeah.
So this is described as a fan token for people to buy merchandise or online experiences from Baskin's Big Cat Rescue Animal Sanctuary. Prices for scat start at $5.
It's named for poop.
Named it after poop.
Yeah.
Well, unless I'm pronouncing it wrong, but it's a dollar sign and then C-A-T.
Even if it's just cat
close.
Or cat bucks or something like that. The fact that they make it so the dollar sign S is in front of it.
Right.
Lots of people are going to do it.
It
reads like scat. That's a problem.
She says, our new scat coin is not a currency for investment, but rather it's a currency of our fans to show their love for the cats.
I quit. You think Dame's on a sex line?
Are you? Yes or no?
He's been on the phone for a long time.
He's using the station phone, so we got to foot the bill. Probably something really serious. Maybe we should leave him alone.
The lady on the other end's like, oh, God, it's that guy that likes talking about pumpkins.
900 number?
One more story before we go to break. Dave, you were talking about Bill and Melinda breaking up. Well, on the day that they filed for divorce, Bill Gates gave Melinda $1.8 billion in stocks. Good for her. So they don't have a prenup, so they're dividing everything all of their property privately.
Okay, good.
So the day they filed for divorce, I guess step one was giving her $1.8 billion worth of stocks.
Okay. That's not going to feed the bulldog, but I guess it's a good down payment. Isn't he worth like...
I don't know.
75, 100?
Oh, I think it's like 150. Yeah, something like that.
Whew.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, he's the richest.
Elon is number currently.
Two.
Well, it may have changed. Last week it was Elon.
Yeah, they go back and forth.
Yeah.
And I think that Mackenzie Bezos is 20th? 20, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Like right around 20, richest person in the world.
You know, it's really unfair.
So I'm sure Melinda Gates will be in that same.
You know, the whole thing about Bill Gates having a girlfriend and stuff. I don't view Bill Gates as a sexual being because he's not attractive. And that's not fair. I'm not super attractive, right? So I'm hypocritical. But when I think about Bill Gates having a girlfriend,
he doesn't seem like a playboy
at all. I can't even picture him. I can't even picture anything happening. It's Bill Gates.
Well, also, he and Melinda always had a very wholesome image. So I think it makes sense that your mind is having a hard time going there.
Thank you, Rach.
You're welcome, Dave.
You know how we all have different things that kind of mark our lives? This is 4 under 4, right? Mm-hmm. Like urgent and all that.
Yeah.
That is working at Lush Farms during the day and then going to, it was a drive-in in Alton. And, oh my God, that's probably just like the best time of my life. I'd never been popular ever. Ever. I was wearing Star Trek uniform shirts to school. And then I met a guy named Eric Brokaw who was really popular. He liked me and he brought me into the crowd. And my hair was blonde and it bleached out and I got really suntan and girls thought I was cute for the first time. And like all was right in the world. And we would go, they would drink beer. I would fake it because I was terrified. It was like heroin to me. And we would just go to the drive-in and not watch the movie, just jack around and go from one car to the other. But this, like this and Billy Squire's album was just like the soundtrack.
That's so cool.
What would yours be, the three of you? Like when you were like in high school, just Footloose and Fancy Free.
Yeah. Pearl Jam, The Urge, that kind of stuff. That grunge, 90s Seattle sound. That ska stuff like The Urge and local music like that.
Yeah, I have certain songs that I wouldn't say like it was one particular album, but there are songs that the Point used to do like the top 8 at 8 or something. And Rizzuto hosted it for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And there's songs where I'll be like, oh yeah, they used to play that on the, like there's Nine Inch Nails, The Hand That Feeds. I love Nine Inch Nails and that's one of my favorite songs of theirs. And it's because I heard it on the Point over and over again.
Yeah. Smells do that to me. Like, I haven't been to a carnival in a really long time because my kids are grown. It would be creepy to go by myself. But anytime I go to a carnival and you smell like the funnel cakes, just the whole carnival smell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 8 years old, 10 years old again. Man, talking about that quarter machine, I went to the South Rock Santa homecoming, which was like Le Mans, you know, when I was that old. And for the first time ever, my mom and dad gave me some money and let me go on my own with a buddy. And which was weird because in South Rock Santa, we had a kid kidnapped like every hour. But I found the quarter machine and got obsessed and ran through my $5. So you know what I did? I went to the beer tent that was just full of Lushes.
Yep.
And I got on my hands and knees and crawled in between their legs to find quarters that they had dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like Elon Musk. I felt like, this is what I'm going to do for a living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when I'm 56, I will be at a carnival crawling between people's legs, getting quarters and gambling and supporting my habit.
That's
pretty proud of myself.
That quarter machine.
I overcame a lot.
You can find him this summer at the beer tent doing the same thing.
I remember the feeling and the smell of the wet grass.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that was wet from beer. You guys worried about
Yes.
Chinese rocket hitting you?
Chinese rocket?
You don't know about this?
No. Are they launching them at us?
Stupid China. No, they just keep putting stuff up there that falls.
Yep. Quit going to space. Just stay out of space.
It's 100 feet long. It's like 5 meters thick.
I heard they're trying to put a baby monkey up there.
Trying to put another flag on the moon. And that's
are not taking this seriously
enough. It's going to make me mad.
This thing is giant, and it's going to fall in the next 2 days.
Yeah.
And guess where it's going to fall?
On us.
They have no idea. How can you tell me an asteroid a light year away is going to miss the Earth by 50,000 miles?
Seriously.
But we don't know where this stupid Chinese rocket's going to fall tomorrow.
So did they at least alert us of this, or did we have to figure it out on our own?
Did they ever alert us about anything?
We had to figure it out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Doesn't it have a pretty good shot of landing in the water?
Well, I mean, just based on like 70% of the Earth's surface, but yeah, there's a whole lot of land and a whole lot of people.
Oh, my gosh. It says scientists have little idea where it will land as it orbits the planet unpredictably every 90 minutes at about 17,000 miles per hour.
Right?
Yeah, and eventually it's just going to drop out of orbit and land somewhere.
It absolutely could fall in the middle of Manhattan.
Yeah.
Or U City. Like, how's that okay?
So so when it starts to fall, I would imagine that they'll have some
a better idea. Everyone in Cleveland leave.
And if it's do they hit it with missiles? Do they try to blow it up?
I don't know. You think we'd have some kind of plan?
Mm-hmm.
She's mouthing words at me. Just say it. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, let's just get out its
baseball signals to each other.
I thought that's what you're saying, but yeah. I couldn't tell. We need paddle boards or something. All the high tech, and she's like, 50.
You need to do, like, scuba dive. Scuba divers have the grease board that they go down with.
There you go.
Yeah, I should get a whiteboard for real.
Yeah, for real.
Let's do that.
Now you'll just be writing dirty stuff on it.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's you. Klein's over there calling 1-900 numbers. She's getting pictures of wieners.
You should just do this in the middle of talking, go, and then the rocket might fall 30 seconds down and land anywhere.
Let's just hope that the
everybody but Dave
rocket
your
doesn't
ears.
Fall at 2:57 p.m. when you're doing the Goman live. Feeling kind of mean. Welcome back, guys. 308 DGS. Going to be handing it over to Kevin Wheeler in the pregame show here in just a few minutes because they called the game last night during the bright sunshine and have a doubleheader today. So that's kind of fun. That's fun. Tomorrow we'll be back about 4 p.m. because there's another day game. Friday, I think, is normal, right?
Yes.
Friday's normal.
Yep. Normal.
Dave, you just go talk to the lady. You're fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Dave's going to beat me up. Straight up, just like the kid on Toy Story. He's going to pin me down and cry while he punches my face.
I saw you guys talking about me. It's okay. I was doing official Cardinals business.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, I don't need to brag here.
Yeah, well.
You talking to Ozzy?
What were you doing? Making the lineup? Like what
guys, he's secretly Fred Bird.
I don't think it's secretly. Like, I haven't told my Fred Bird story here.
Your feud with Fred Bird?
No, that's a totally different thing. Yeah, I don't like Fred Bird.
Did he bite your head?
He always
polishes his head.
It's his move. Now look, Fred Bird only has so many arrows in his quiver. I get it.
Yeah.
So when you see a bald guy, what are you going to do? You're going to spit on his head. You're going to shine it. Fine, whatever. But we hired him to come out to a Memorial Day celebration one time in my neighborhood. We'd like put on a big deal, and my band would play, and we'd make barbecue for everyone. And so Fred Bird comes flying out of someone's house, and everyone loses it. Kids, parents, grandparents, everyone's freaking the hell out for about 8 minutes. And then Fred Bird was just trying to find someone to give him the time of day.
Right.
You know, he's Fred Bird. He's been there for 8 minutes. He said hi to everyone, and he's just like walking around looking at the barbecue. And
long was Fred Bird there?
Half hour? Yeah. After a while, you're just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Trying to stay away from him. But it really taught me a lesson. Like, Dave, I don't know who the hell you think you are, because I was doing a lot of like paid speeches back then. If Fred Bird can hold people's attention for 8 minutes, what makes you think you can do a 30-minute speech?
Well, yeah, but you...
You can use words. Fred Bird just has to mime.
And Fred Bird...
Fair point.
Yeah. I think hiring Fred Bird to come to your event is a great idea, but I think 5 minutes is the time.
Yeah.
Because that's all...
It's all anyone needs.
What do you get at the ball game? 30 seconds mm-hmm. tops?
Yeah.
He's a fleeting...
Yeah.
He's a... ship passing in the night.
Yes.
You get 1 second. He either polishes your head or bites your head.
That's it.
Or gives you a high five.
That's it. Yeah.
And then he's gone. Yep. And it's like, oh, Fred Bird.
He's like Zorro.
But if
you don't want Zorro there overnight.
Yeah, if Fred Bird were to sit down
Zorro,
next
you
to
you. Zorro, quit putting Z's in the bread, right. Man.
If he sits next to you and watches the whole game and is overacting and miming
like,
the
man.
Whole time.
Damn, Fred.
Like, all right, dude. Yeah.
Like, you know how people talk about racist dog whistles? Like, I know you didn't say this, but we get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I just saw a sexist dog whistle in the private bathroom. The one-holer, as I call it.
Yeah.
There's a sign, maybe you've been in it, it says,
This bathroom
is used by both sexes. Be considerate.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that's not for girls.
Right. That's
right. No one's saying like, hey, ladies, men are in here, too. So take it down a notch.
That sign is not speaking to a single female.
And here's the thing. They're right. We're pigs.
Well, you know, I've seen that sign, too. And I've wondered, I don't know, Is it to the late? It's hard to tell who it's for.
Rachel.
No,
it's Rachel Zimmerman.
It's all for the guys.
It's for the guys.
We're gross.
You think they're trying to tell you?
Women's bathrooms can be pretty disgusting.
They're telling you, Rachel, Dave could be in here right after you, so please be clean.
Right.
You know the guy that eats food off the ground and
yeah.
Well, they also have the bathroom etiquette sign, which
Rachel,
I find
don't forget,
extremely.
Dave and Tony use this bathroom too, so make sure you
just be considerate, Rachel.
Yeah.
They also have the bathroom etiquette sign that's like, don't forget to wash your hands. And if you spill a bunch of water all over the place, please mop it up. There's a lot of rules in that bathroom.
This place is a prison.
I used to go downstairs to Tim Hortons and that one was occupied.
Did you really?
Yeah. I'm that guy.
For why? There's a
guy.
Whole other bathroom here, Dave.
I know. It's a weird thing.
You ever go
me.
Up to 20?
No.
Oh, Tony, tell him about it.
Really?
I don't want to... Don't
are you
be
revealing
talking
a secret?
About this. Yeah. Don't be letting... Is that open back up, by the way?
Like you don't know. Like you don't go check it out all the time.
I have. Not since it was closed.
It's all opened
Dave,
up again.
Dave, last year I was up there on 20 to use the bathroom, and the guy ahead of me, he was in there for 10 minutes, and he used a bee's nest worth of toilet paper. and I was like making notes going like, here's my first segment. This is hilarious. Out walks Tony.
No.
Swear to God. He's talked about it. He has an issue. He has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Wipe, you must flush. See you call a plumber all the time.
Wipe, flush. Wipe. No, a lot of flushing.
All right, guys, we are going to hand it over to Kevin Wheeler here momentarily, and we will be back tomorrow around 4 p.m. We'll be back on Friday for a full four-hour show. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.